Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Oh, man, what a great song, what a great show Happy Days was, and still is. I mean, discovering new generations of fans, and one of the stars of that program, Anson Williams, you know him as Potsy, is with us here on the National Defense. Anson, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be on the show.
Hey, so I've read about that theme song before. And it was done, I think you guys kind of changed it a couple of seasons in, right?
Yeah. We originally had Rock Around the Clock.
Yeah, Bill Haley.
And then, the end titles, we had the Happy Day song. And then after a couple of years, they switched it to the front, you know, as the main theme.
Yeah, yeah, that's what a great show. What a great experience that must have been for you, huh?
Oh my gosh, it was just sensational. I mean, and really because of Gary Marshall, our mentor. He inspired us to use Paramount Studios as a college, and really, really learn in many areas of the entertainment business. I think that's why we're all still active,
right?
Because he inspired us to use that time wisely. And to wear many hats so you can last in this crazy business. And not only that, you know, it's been 50 years. This is the 50th year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And 50 years, and the four of us are still best friends.
Well, I just...
We're so close.
I just finished reading Henry Winkler's memoir. And
yes.
It was... I don't know if you've read it, but it's very interesting in... talking about, you know, his introduction to the show and the fact that Ron Howard was originally supposed to be really the star of the show. And once the Fonz took over, nobody kind of saw that coming, right?
No, I mean, it was a small part. It was six lines. And there was magic. But Ron knew that for the success of the show and everyone, you had to go with what worked. But it was so funny. People used to ask me if I was jealous of Henry, and I said, "Are you kidding? He bought me a house."
Are you crazy?
Yeah. I'll go, baby. Just keep going, Henry. Just keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ron Howard did okay for himself.
Ron, he's doing all right. You know, he directs a couple of things here and there, you know.
We're talking to Anson Williams here on the National Defense. And what a great cause this is that you are putting your name out there for. And I really appreciate this. It's called Doors of Change. It's an organization to help the 4.2 million homeless youth across the U.S. And it's an annual concert of hope that's coming up on July 27th. How did you first find out about this organization?
Well, I met Jeffrey Sitkov, who created the organization 22 years ago. And I was just blown away by his success, the thousands of kids he's helped. I mean, these kids, they started on the streets and they end up being doctors and lawyers. Just amazing, amazing success. And, so I got involved. I mean, I'm very proud to be part of it, to help echo out, you know, his accomplishments. And also, people should go to doorsofchange.org because it's a very unique way of getting the trust of these kids, opening them up, and really finding a way for them to love themselves and to create a full life. It's so important. Thousands of kids have been helped. If people go to doorsofchange.org, they can read all about it. And also, what's important, what we're trying to do too, is echo this out to every city. Where every city has their own chapter of Doors of Change. And if they go to doorsofchange.org, they'll get the information. They can talk to Jeffrey, and they can create their own chapter in their city and help homeless kids where they live.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's so important, and it's so effective. And it's just a remarkable group.
And you're going to, I think, MC this Concert of Hope on, is it July
27.
Where is this concert?
It's kind of an amphitheater down there in San Diego. If they go to doorsofchange.org,
okay.
It gives you the exact address. But what's really exciting, it stars Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw that. And do you just love Casey and the Sunshine Band? I mean, this guy, Harry Casey, he just keeps on going like he's, you know, 22 years old.
Yeah. They remind me of Chicago.
Yeah.
The big horn section and all that. If you've seen Chicago lately, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're as good as they've ever been. Same with the Casey and the Sunshine Band. They just, you know, it's just, they're phenomenal. They're just ageless, timeless.
I saw them at the Riptide Music Festival about 3 years ago in Fort Lauderdale. And I'd seen them in a while, and I was like, well, you know, we'll see. Oh, my, you're exactly right, Anson. I mean, they're as good as they've ever been. And
yeah.
It's just, I mean, so much energy.
Oh, God, yeah. And it just livens up. It just livens your life up. I mean, this is so good. It just lifts you. You know, it lifts you. And it's they're great. I'm very excited being able to host it, you know. So,
yeah,
it's a fun concert. Not only that.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's also a lot of auctions and things. Elton John, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, they've all donated signed guitars, all sorts of memorabilia that's going to be up for auction. Which is very exciting, and there's a lot of well-known folks that contributed here.
I see that. Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, and a guy that Henry Winkler talked a lot about in his book, the late Robin Williams. And
yes.
The first time that he saw Robin, and I didn't realize this, that Robin Williams, before he joined the cast of Happy Days, was a street performer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He was like street performer, a mime, everything. And when he did that episode, you know, he was not the first one hired on that Mork from Ork episode. The other actor quit. And Robin came in halfway through, and it wasn't a good script at all. It was a terrible script. He came in and improvised the whole show. And it became one of the best episodes ever.
Well, and
we just saw genius. We saw genius.
Yeah, that's what Henry Winkler said. And the fact that during the audition, I guess he stood on his head on a chair.
Yes. We saw him, Nanu Nanu, all that. It's just improv.
Wow. Wow.
And he literally created that. He literally just created that character.
That's
the
incredible.
The lines, everything like that. Everything, yeah, I mean, it was just pure genius. And it's so funny because there were 300 people in the stands when we filmed that episode, but the world didn't know him. And those people, they must have been clapping and screaming for 10 minutes. And they were just blown away by this guy.
Wow, that's incredible.
And, of course, that's when Gary had this idea of, you know, Mork and Mindy.
Wow.
And he sold 13 episodes over the phone to Fred Silverman.
That's incredible. We're talking to Anson Williams here on the National Defense and the Doors of Change organization, the big Concert of Hope on July 27th with Casey and the Sunshine Band. And your TV mom is involved in this. Or not your TV
mom.
Marion
Ross?
Yeah, Marion Ross.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yes. That's cool. We just had her on, last year. She sounds great. She sounds like she's doing
95.
Oh, my God.
95?
Oh, my God.
95 years old. Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's like, yes.
And now you're directing, huh?
Well, I've directed since 1985.
Okay.
I've been very lucky, you know, with all sorts of different shows. But when I'm directing a play, a brilliant play called Crazy Mama.
Crazy Mama.
And it's based on a true story. It's growing up with a paranoid schizophrenic mother in a southern railroad town. It's really about mental illness in a very entertaining way with music. It's a one-woman show starring Lee Purcell, and it's premiering at the Bethel Woods in New York, April 12th. Bethel Woods is the original location of Woodstock, and they've created this huge complex there, 16,000 seat amphitheater, other theaters. This is the first time they're doing a stage play. And they picked ours.
Wow.
It's written by my wife, Sharon Scott Williams.
Oh, really?
It's brilliant. It's adapted from a series of stories that she wrote, you know, little short memoir pieces. And I just thought this is a play, adapted as a play. And boy, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's so entertaining, so emotional, and very uplifting. It gives you hope. It really is. It's really a story of love and madness.
Where can we find out more about that?
Go to BethelWoodsCenter.org, BethelWoodsCenter.org. All the information is there. You can also go to Ticketmaster. And we premiere April 12th. It'll be a couple of weekends there at Bethel Woods. Crazy Mama. And it is probably the best script I've ever read. And
wow.
I've read a lot of scripts. But it's just it's inspiring, uplifting, educational, very important, you know, this day and age with the problems,
oh,
you know, with mental illness.
Yeah.
And we found out in our rehearsals here, and we did stage readings, the audience, I've never done a show where the audience is getting a standing ovation.
Oh, wow. Wow.
At intermission, it connects with everybody some way. Everyone has a mom,
yeah.
And everyone has a bit of a voice. It just hits everyone in such different ways and deep.
That's...
But they walk out with hope and a love that they didn't have walking in the theater.
I love that.
Walking out, boy, they're just inspired and they're just well, way more connected.
Congratulations, man. That it just sounds like you were in the lane that you're supposed to be in right now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a thrill to be able to, when I first started directing, I directed theater decades ago, but it's been a while. So it's just a joy to be able to get back on the stage.
That is great.
Especially with this kind of material. You know,
well, Anson, listen, man, thank you for the entertainment over the years. You're a great guy. Congratulations on Crazy Mama. And then best of luck with the Concert of Hope. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. DoorsOfChange.org. Everyone should go on there.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800. 773-2345.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, man, there's a new funny guy that I just discovered recently, and he's got his first one-hour stand-up special coming up. Comedian Paul Elia is with us here in the National Defense. Paul, how are you?
Randy Miller, I'm doing fantastic, man. How you doing?
I am doing great. Congratulations on your first special. It's called Detroit Player. It's on YouTube, and that's got to be pretty exciting.
Oh, my goodness. It's been since 2011 I started stand-up comedy. So I always wanted to make something really special and unique and me. So I'm just so excited that it's finally out.
Well, and it's also unique because this is the first Iraqi-American stand-up special, right?
Yeah. I'm Iraqi-Assyrian. Both my parents are from Iraq. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be telling my POV about this and just telling an authentic story. It's so amazing.
And you grew up in Detroit. How's Detroit doing right now?
Detroit is doing great, honestly. It's like we've been through a lot. The city has been kicked and made fun of, and I really feel like we're hitting our stride. I mean, I feel like the Lions are the best gauge to see how the city is doing.
Okay, now I got to tell you, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. So I was rooting for the Lions because I love your coach there, man. He's just fantastic.
Oh, Bible is a gift. I mean, this guy is, he just really understands the tone of the city. And I really feel like he, it's sort of like how the Bad Boys, like in the 90s, like how Bill Laimbeer, Isaiah Thomas, Dennis Rodman, like that group of people just really came together. At Detroit Lions, it feels very similar.
Yeah, man, that guy is just, and I saw you talking about him, about how you can just inspire that team with really these inspirational speeches that aren't that complex, right?
Oh, yeah, like he was giving a speech, and he was like, listen, man, this is a game, and we're playing it. And then everybody's just like, yeah! So I'm like, I don't think he said anything, but it makes me want to play.
Right. Oh, that's good. We're talking to Paul Alia here on the National Defense. His first one-hour stand-up special, Detroit Player, is on YouTube. And, not only do you have the Lions there, but, I mean, it seems like the whole industry, like with Ford and the auto industry, seems like everything's kind of coming together in Detroit now.
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, Ford has completely changed. I mean, even Ford, for years, people were just talking about how Ford vehicles are just breaking down on the road, and the transmission keeps slipping, and people are like, had such an allergic reaction to Ford. And then the new Bronco came out, and people are just like, man, Ford is back. It's like the whole city feels it. Like you really feel it. Like when you're walking downtown, it just felt like The Walking Dead. It's just really sad, but like now the city is just really cleaned up, and people are excited again and just proud. And also throughout this whole process, even when the city was at its lowest, people are still repping Detroit Lions gear. People are still repping our team, even when we weren't playing well. So it's that type of love for the city I've always had. And even when I moved to L.A., I would just wear Detroit on my sleeve and on my heart. I'd wear my Iraqi Assyrian background on my heart, and I'm just walking around just trying to be as authentic with me as I can.
I watched a clip of you looking for, or kind of calling out, how many immigrants do we have in the audience? And I think some lady was from Springfield. It's funny what people consider themselves immigrants, right?
Oh, yeah. Like after shows, a woman came up to me. She goes, I felt so, I related to your comedy so much. I come from parents of immigrants. They came here in 1902. And I was like, 1902? Okay.
Oh, man, that's good. Well, and I heard you say, too, that there are, if I got this right, more Muslims living in Detroit than any other city in the United States?
Yeah, that's true. Detroit has actually, even more broad, it has the highest population of Arab Americans in the entire country.
Wow. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, you go to some places. Dearborn, Michigan is like the infamous city. And it's so interesting because you see Arabs of all different walks of life. You see Arab Christians, Arab Muslims from Lebanon, from Yemen. And also even the Jewish population, Christian population, like all the Abrahamic faiths. Like it's such a mixed bag. And the interesting thing about Detroit is we all love each other. We all do business with each other. Like there is no... I wouldn't say absolutely no, but it's just, we all live together and coexist and love each other. So it's like so beautiful.
I love that.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
We're talking to Paul and Leah here on National Defense, the first one-hour stand-up special Detroit player on YouTube. So, Paul, just so you know, our audience is mainly active-duty military veterans and their families. And I love what you say about everybody coming together, because that's exactly like it is in the military. You know, there's no – I mean, the person beside you in the foxhole, you don't care what he or she is, right? I mean, everybody's just coming together for the common good. And that's kind of – man, you know, I would love for that to be that way everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like the key to this is just finding the commonality, you know, and I talk about this a lot in my special. Like, you know, I'm very open about my relationship with God and how I believe in God. And, you know, I think that was something that, especially in Detroit, everybody connects to. Like, no matter what your religion is, people say God bless, and we're talking about the same person that we all go to for inspiration. And so, yeah, I think that's really the key, is just finding those things. And that's what I'm trying to do with my stand-up. I'm like, you know, how can I get everybody together? And the interesting thing is, like, I was even doing a show in New Jersey, and it was just all different types of people. Like, I thought my audience was going to be just mostly Middle Eastern people, but it is just all different types. So it's, like, really cool to see. And that's really what I want to do, is just bring people together as much as I can.
I sold a car one time on Craigslist, and I was living in Kansas City at the time, and these people, some middle American people, contacted me from Charlotte, North Carolina, and they said, hey, we want to buy your car. Would you accept cash? And I said, Sure, cash is good. And so they flew out to Kansas City. They came to my house, and during, I mean, and I didn't realize how much cash they had. They had a lot of cash. And so during the transaction, they said, hey, can you tell us which way is east, and can we use your parking lot? And I said, yeah, sure. I think that's east over there. And so they get up their prayer mats, and they got down, and they're praying, you know, on our driveway. And what I realized later, that wasn't east. They were actually praying to Arrowhead Stadium. But it was very close. I mean, really, really close. And they could not have been nicer guys, greater guys. And so, I mean, there is so much commonality. And that's so cool that you're open about your faith, too, because not a lot of stand-ups, especially, you know, these days are openly talking about that. So that's very refreshing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and we all pray. You know, everybody prays. Like, people have different systems and styles of doing so. And, you know, we all, and I think that's what makes people have an allergic reaction to other people. Like, when they do something that's different from them, it's like, you know, people are just like, oh, this is different. This is not me.
Right.
And I just always, as a kid, especially growing up in Detroit, you know, I'm around so many different religions and faiths. I was just like, oh, no, it's really similar. So, and it was honestly really difficult to find a way to talk about this in a dialect that people would really, like, take in and understand. So, you know, I've been working really hard to just find a way to do that. And in this special, I really am proud of how it all came together. And, yeah, and it's Paul Elia, E-L-I-A. If y'all get a chance, definitely check out your boy.
Yeah, it's the one-hour stand-up special, Detroit Player. And so your buddy Matt Reif is a part of this, is a producer. And you guys have had collaborations for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first moved to L.A., he was one of my first friends. And, you know, he was young. He was 16 years old and performing at the Laugh Factory. He wasn't allowed to stay there after his set because you have to be over 18 to be at the club. And yeah, I just saw him and, you know, I was like, this guy's a star. And we just, you know, we really bonded a lot. And I'm so blessed to, you know, have him be a part of this. And it's so cool to see his rise.
Yeah, he needs to work out more, don't you think?
He's not working out enough, and I tell him that. I'm like, Matt, you have women throwing themselves at you. You're going to be attacked, and you're going to lose the fight. Like, you're in, I can't defend myself from a woman shape.
Hey, Paul, what do you think about L.A.? I got a daughter that lives out in L.A. What are your thoughts about that?
I would say it's up and down. I mean, you know, it's like on one hand, I'm like, wow, the beach is so beautiful. And then on the other hand, I'm like, wow, there's nothing but homeless people living in the in this area. And then I would look at, you know, a lot of these apartments that are so beautiful. I'm like, wow, look at these amazing apartments. And I'm like, oh, it's $5,000 a month to live in this studio. And it's just like, you know what I mean? So I feel like it definitely has its ups and downs. And you know, I'm very open about this. I love Los Angeles. Los Angeles is great. My issue is like Hollywood and Hollywood culture I don't vibe with. But I feel like wherever you are, you can find good people. And like, you know, people like Matt, I met Matt in LA and even buddies like Ian Edwards, Eric Griffin, like really, really dope comics that I really, really love and admire. You know, they are here. So it's in a mixed bag, but you could be able to find and attract people that are really good here, too.
Yeah, so who do you like in comedy right now? Who's some of your favorite stand-ups?
Oh, man. I mean, aside from, like, the big guys, like, you know, Chappelle, Jim Gaffigan. I mean,
sure.
I love Fahim Anwar. Fahim Anwar is so funny. He's one of my favorites for sure. Jesus Trejo, who also just dropped his special. He's great. Ian Edwards is a collaborator of mine. He's fantastic. I would say like those three guys are great. Oh, Candace Thompson. Candace Thompson is so funny. Oh, I don't know. If you haven't heard of Candace Thompson, you will soon. She is phenomenal. I love her so much.
You know, it just seems like there's a comedy explosion happening right now. We've had so many, kind of fresh stand-ups on the program. And I just went to see Nate Bargatze here in Kansas City a few nights ago, and he's phenomenal. And that's a guy that it just shows you how you know, people are hungry for comedy right now. He had two sold-out shows in a 15,000-seat arena here.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible.
Wow. Honestly, I really feel like this boom that we're experiencing right now, the internet is popping with comedy content.
Yep.
We are on our phones and on our devices so much now. Like, I feel like I read some article, and it said that I think it was ages between 18 and 36 is on their phone 20% more this year than they were in the last 5 years. And it's like that stat is only rising. And while people are watching, their comedy is just constantly in people's algorithms.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Constantly people's algorithms.
Totally agree. You know when my wife is on her phone the most is when I'm talking to her. It's like 100%.
I've been like, I'll watch a TV show with my now fiance, and we're like watching TV, and she's like, oh, we got to watch this dating show. So I'm not really, you know, so excited about like some of this, like, you know, disposable content. So I'm like watching these dating shows, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, Dave, look at this. And I look, and she's Instagramming herself watching the show.
And of course, you got to watch that back.
Yeah, you got to watch it back, and then you got to add the right music, and then you got to edit it. I'm like, babe, you just made a movie.
Paul, you're great, man. It's so great to talk to you. Paul Elia, E-L-I-A, and his first one-hour stand-up special, Detroit Player, on YouTube. Hey, continued great success, man.
Randy, blessings your way, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be. That was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later it happened, so it was just a seamless transition and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Show. I got to do afternoons for a month in the WGN studios there on Michigan Avenue. And
Was that in the clock tower?
It was right there on the street level where they had the – that was the great thing. They had a studio window right there looking over Michigan Avenue, and they had a microphone that hung outside of the window. And I asked the program director, I said, can I use that microphone? And he goes, yeah. So I would interview people just as they're walking along. And it was just – it was so amazing because that's such a legendary radio station.
So cool.
Yeah, that was –
oh, my God. Yeah, that's really cool.
That was a big part of my life. And you being from Chicago, I can finally ask you, who's got the best pizza?
Oh, my God. Okay. Here, I have this thing. I grew up on Luminati's, can never debunk Luminati's.
right, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
You got to go to Fudge if you want some beef dish. And then I personally, I love the Parlor. I love Parlor pizza.
Oh, yeah. Well, Luminati's, I mean, you better take an hour or two, you know, to go over there because their pies are crazy. So how's it going on the show?
It's going amazing. Season 9, we've got a lot of fresh energy coming in terms of, like, we've got new characters. The writing is really interesting, especially because we have 13 episodes this season instead of 23. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been a quick plan, but a different plan. And it's just there is a lot going on. I feel like we're still going hardcore in the medical. We still have really, really interesting storylines. For myself, I play a gynecologist, so I always have I always get to advocate a lot for women's storylines, and that's really special for me.
That's cool.
But also this season, we are interacting so much more with all the characters, and there's way more personal involved in terms of platonic friendships, family storylines, as well as a ton of romance, which, you know, Chicago Med for a season or two didn't have as much of that going on, and we're giving the people what they want.
You got to have some romance. We're talking to Jesse Schramm here in the National Defense, plays Dr. Hannah Asher. Boy, your character has been, has been through a lot. And you have been in some situations and scenes that are, really pretty heavy, right?
Yeah. When I first came on as Dr. Hannah Asher, so I always tell people I'm a heroin-addicted gynecologist that is now in recovery.
Right.
When I first came on, we were seeing her at the peak of her addiction while, you know, being an addict while still being able to perform her functions in her job. And through that, getting involved in relationships, causing some havoc in the hospital. And it gets to a point where she needs to go away for a while to go to rehab because she relapsed. And now she came back and we got to deal with the stigma that it happens when you are somebody that's in recovery and really just proving that you are not just your addiction. And that was really, really interesting. And within the hospital, being a female amongst the male community, you know, it's a different dynamic. So somebody that's really fighting for respect and proving not just to herself, but everyone else that she could make it. And now in season 9, we're seeing Hannah in a different position of being somebody that, you know, once you're an addict, you are always an addict, but seeing somebody that's on the other side of this and is starting to explore who she is and, you know, possible relationships or who she has in her life. And we get to see her smile a lot more and be in a position where she's got it under a version of control, because there really is no such thing ever as control within that. But she is working her steps and working her life. And we now get to see Hannah as opposed to just the addict. And I think that the show has done, like, an amazing job with that. And I feel really I feel really blessed to be given the opportunity to learn so much more about that world, including the hospital, but mainly about the world of addiction and how many people are affected by it personally, whether it be themselves or someone that they know or that they've just heard of from afar. And I think getting to play a character that gets to be themselves walking through the steps is can be really profound. And for me, it has, and I know different people in my life as well. So
that's pretty cool.
Hannah's through a lot, but she's thriving, not just surviving, which is really cool. And we don't always get to see with these kind of characters.
Yeah, and, you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And so you talk about addiction, and you talk about things like PTSD and those kind of things. I think that's why our audience responds so well to your show and to your character, because you do need those kind of you know, models in your life, right?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that, you know, I've definitely been affected in my own life with some things that have happened with PTSD, or we have our one character, Archer, that came in as a, well, he is a vet, and he's dealt with, you know, what he's had to. And I think it's really important getting to see that, yes, while it may never go away, there are new chapters and there's new spaces to walk in, and it can get better. And I think that that's really important.
It's a ninth season of Chicago Med, and Jesse Schramm, of course, is Dr. Hannah Asher. And my only beef with the whole Chicago Med is that there's never been a hospital with that many good-looking people. Come on.
I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to go against it.
I mean, that's the hospital to go to, folks.
I mean, I want to be treated by all our doctors, just for the spirit.
Right, exactly. And you know, Jesse,
it's about your spirit as well and what you surround yourself with, and I feel like that's a very healing hospital.
You know, that's such a cool thing, too, because I think your family still lives in Chicago, right?
Yes. Yes, everyone's still here.
Oh, man. I mean, for them to be able to experience that with you, it's got to be such a treat for them, huh?
I mean, I feel like I obviously have hometown pride, but I've been living in Los Angeles for 20 years, so I'm coming back for this job. So to get to come back here, like, I've been away. So get to come back where when I was younger trying to work and always seeing the billboards of things, to get to come back here and be on BMC's billboards means such a different thing than getting to be, you know, on Sunset Boulevard being something. But I would say, like, I obviously have a lot of pride getting to be on the show and being part of something that means so much to so many people and take a lot of responsibility with the role that I get to play. But I feel like the pride that my family gets to have is, like, so much more than what I get to carry, because, you know, they've been here and and it's, They've stayed here the whole time. So it's my Chicago, but it's their Chicago.
So is your mom out on Michigan Avenue selling headshots of you?
Oh, God, I wouldn't say no. But she is a proud mom. And, you know, I feel like in the past I used to be embarrassed. Now I'm like, this is so great.
Right. You got to embrace that, right?
Yes, and like the fact that it gives her so much happiness to, you know, to get to see that. And when I was younger, I mean, I used to work on Michigan Avenue. I played the original Kirsten in the American Girls Review from 18 to 13. So every day after school, my mom would drive me downtown. I'd get dropped off by the water tower and I'd go perform and then go to public school. Leave early, go back. So, I mean, it's especially for her and for me, like, getting to work in Chicago, this is where the dream started. This is where the struggle and, you know, the work and discipline was created. And so it's a huge deal to get to be on a show like this in such a well-respected, successful show.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jesse Schramm here of the National Defense. And did you collect American Girl dolls?
We couldn't really afford them. So when I did, when I was performing, you know, my mom was able to get me that Kirsten doll. But up until then, that wasn't something that was kind of in our budget or role. So when I got to be Kirsten, because I used to have all the magazines and I would circle them. And, you know, it would just be that dream when you would circle the magazines. And so getting to be her kind of was my American Girl experience. And then I was almost too old to really enjoy the dolls anymore. But yeah,
right.
It was never in our budget, to be honest.
That's so funny. I got two daughters, and we couldn't afford American Girl dolls either, but we just went into debt and got some. And then
exactly.
And then when my youngest daughter, she was really a little bit too old for American Girl dolls when I took her to the American Girl Doll Cafe in Chicago.
Yes.
And
that experience is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought this was going to be the best thing a dad's ever done for his daughter, but she was a little too old, and she was a little bit embarrassed. So we ended up – they bring an American Girl doll out and sit her with you at the table, and we ended up
right.
just kind of making fun of the situation, which actually worked out better.
Oh, my gosh. That's really sweet, though. I actually think that, you know, obviously, I'm guessing you wanted, like – you know, your daughter being the princess memory kind of thing.
Right.
But I love that you guys
right.
were bonded over Oshi. That's really funny.
Hey, so you were in another one of my favorite shows, Nashville. Weren't you in Nashville?
Yes. We filmed in Nashville. I loved Nashville. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's a great city, and it's also it's a great show.
You know, when that pilot first came along, that first episode auditioning for it, I wanted that show so bad, and it ended up going to Hayden. And then years later, when that came back around, it was like, you know, it was very kismet. And getting to go film there, getting to perform live with a band, you're recording with Buddy Miller, who's one of the greatest producers, and you're with all of the locals. Nashville, kind of like Chicago, really utilized the citizens. They
yeah.
utilized culture in Nashville. And you were so immersed with everyone there and the talent in Nashville is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, act and do these crazy storylines that were kind of soapy but really fun to do. You were also just so immersed in the actual Nashville scene. And Mark Colley used to, you know.
Oh, just, Mark Colley, sure.
Experience. Oh, my gosh, he got to play my dad in it. And, you know, hanging out with him. It was Lennon Stella was amazing. Charles Esten. Those were the actors that I mainly worked with on the show. And I couldn't have had a better experience. It was such a cool thing, and being a musician myself, it was so inspiring. It was really neat.
I wanted to ask you about your music. What kind of music?
Oh, I'm more of, I would say pop, but more singer-songwriter folk.
Ooh.
When I was younger, I used to do a lot of music here in Chicago, and then when I moved to Los Angeles, all the acting doors just kind of opened. So when it came to music, I was more utilizing it in roles like Nashville or Country at Heart on the Hallmark Channel, and I would use my original songs and things, but I never really went for it completely. And then recently, I decided to make a Christmas album, and I'll be releasing a full album this year and released two songs last year. One was just, you know, that really upbeat, decorate the Christmas tree, throw up glitter everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one was, for me, really personal. It was about the person that, you know, may not be feeling like they're meeting the expectations of the season and just kind of having a hug to that person's heart.
Oh, man, that's going to be so cool. And that's coming out this Christmas?
Those two songs already came out, but they'll be reintroduced on the album that I'm making for this Christmas.
Jesse, you are great. I love talking to you. You are so good. And
oh, I love talking to you.
So authentic and just down to earth. Thank you so much for the time and continued great success on Chicago Med.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit Senior Care.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.